Silverton Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Cowboys Rules 2. Written by Maggie Carpenter. Narrated by Sean Hardesty. Chapter 1. Spring had arrived at Horsehaven Ranch. It was Chad Douglas's favorite season. The snow had melted, the days were growing longer, and the earth was renewing itself. His life with Cassie, the rebellious, mischievous, fearless girl with whom he'd fallen deeply in love a few months before, provided frequent surprises. Some were welcome, some not so much. Sitting at his desk, Chad lifted his eyes and gazed across the room at the large clock on the wall. It was old, Swiss-made, and one of his favorite possessions. The large face sat in a beautifully carved horseshoe, and he often thought the artist must have taken his inspiration from the horses who pulled the carriages through the snowy fields in Switzerland. It was a romantic notion, and one he clung to, though he wasn't sure why. "Almost time," he mumbled as he set about straightening the papers on his desk. Sitting on his rug in front of the fire, McTavish, Chad's brilliant cattle dog named Mickey, lifted his head and yawned.
"Yep, Mickey, she's gonna get her butt walloped this time," Chad declared, staring over at him.
In precisely 5 minutes, Cassandra, or Sassy Cassie as Chad called her, would meet in their bedroom for the much-anticipated conversation. They both knew it would culminate in punishment, and having committed an egregious sin, it would have to be a sound spanking. Chad could not risk such irresponsible behavior happening again. Shaking his head, he rose from his desk and headed for the bedroom. 2 days earlier, Cassie and her best friend Hannah McLeod, a young woman who lived with Marty Clark, the ranch foreman, had driven into town for an evening out, while Marty, Chad, Jeb, and Tommy, the two younger horse handlers, stayed at the ranch to play cards. It was a weekly event, and the girls took turns being the designated driver. Hugging her warmly, Hannah dropped Cassie off at the back door of the ranch house, but as Cassie watched her drive away, she decided the evening was too pleasant to waste.
"I think I want to check on my lovely horses, give them each a goodnight kiss on their perfect little muzzles."
She started down the hill, making the trek to the barn without any trouble, then wandered into their stalls to hug them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?